This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 19th. God's word to you today is, remain uncursable. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 23, verse 24, and it says, "These people rise up like a lioness, like a majestic lion rousing itself. They refuse to rest until they have feasted on prey, drinking the blood of the slaughtered." If the enemy cannot curse you, he will try to use you to stop yourself. And we see this play out in the lives of the children of Israel. It is an error to avoid in our lives. God will do his part. God protected them with a blessing, such that even when they did not know the enemy was warring against them, the blessing was speaking for them. Then the enemy brought the battle to them, and they fell down flat. Watch the gifts you receive with open arms. Moses and the elders were still in a solemn assembly before God, begging that God will stay his hand of judgment. Then one man still carried a Moabite girl into the camp. He must be either cursed or drunk or both. Please read Numbers 25. Phinehas took a javelin and stabbed both of them into the ground, and God said, "Phinehas has turned away my wrath." Please read Numbers 25, verses 10 to 13. But guess what? 25,000 people died. What Balaam could not do, what Balak could not do, what both of them could not do with the forces combined and 21 altars set up. The enemy could not do anything until the people offended their God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will not offend God. I pray that you will not do anything that will make God angry in Jesus' name. If God be for you, no one can be against you. But if God is against anyone, who can be for him or her? If you cannot be stopped in the spiritual, ensure that you cannot be stopped in the physical. Point 7 is, the enemy of your destiny is relentless. You and I need to know this, but he will keep failing in Jesus' name. Numbers 23 verse 27 says, "Then King Balak said to Balaam, 'Come, I will take you to one more place. Perhaps it will please God to let you curse them from there.'" Balak was relentless. Did you notice that every time Balaam told Balak to stand behind his sacrifice while he goes to the mountain to seek God, he came back to find Balak on his feet, even though the Bible is silent on how long Balaam spent in the mountain seeking God. Meanwhile, you are in the battle and you are asking to sit down. Can the prayer not be done while you are seated? Balak was a king, but he did not sit. He was on his feet. Because he was on his feet, all his officials were on their feet. Relentless. The reason is because he probably knew something that the children of God did not know. Numbers 22 verse 4 says, "The king of Moab said to the elders of Midian, 'This mob will devour everything in sight, like an ox devours grass in the field.'" Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to stay under the things you have placed above me, so that the things you have placed beneath me will remain beneath me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.